It's Tuesday, November 25th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. Russia has struck a so-called strategic partnership deal with a Georgian breakaway region that has officials outraged and suspicious of the Kremlin's plans. The agreement signed on Monday by President Vladimir Putin and the leader of Abkhazia includes a joint military force, increased financial support, and eased restrictions for Abkhaz residents who want to apply for Russian citizenship. In 2008, Russia and Georgia fought a war over Abkhazia and another region called South Ossetia, after which Moscow identified the two as independent countries. Georgia's top leaders say the deal is absurd and paves the way for Russia to annex another territory. As fighting continues between government and rebel forces in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk, medical staff work tirelessly to ensure new life can survive. The director of a maternity hospital has equipped an underground cellar with cots and breathing machines so newborns and mothers can be moved there when the bombs start to fall. Ukraine's government has denied shelling civilian areas in the rebel stronghold, but those who haven't fled the city often find themselves caught in the crossfire. A new report released on Monday says that not only is Antarctic sea ice expanding, it's far thicker than scientists previously thought. 4 years ago, a team of researchers deployed a 300-pound underwater robot named Jaguar to collect data while roaming a programmed route under the ice. The findings produced the first-ever 3D map of the region's sea ice. The scientists believe measuring sea ice over time will help them come up with more accurate models of global warming. A Syrian state TV channel claims to have broken the world record for the longest live talk show. From Syria with Love beat a Nepalese record of more than 62 hours by recording for 70 straight hours. The program was broadcast on the Damascus-based Talaki channel and featured more than 100 politicians, entertainers, and others. And judging by the comments made by the hosts and channel director at the end of the show, the government wants you to know that despite a bloody 3.5-year civil war, life goes on for the Syrian people. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Here is the toll-free number nationwide if you'd like to join in on the conversation. It is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My email address, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the website is outcastradio.net. It is Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2014, 1207 here on the East Coast, 907 on the West Coast. And I loaded in a couple of videos to distract you from all of the doom and gloom. It's what I do. I mix in a little bit of sugar with a little bit of meat. And the one video I really want to draw your attention to is one I loaded in last night. Blew me away. It is an 18-wheeler going up a ramp and jumping over a Formula One race car. And the race car and the 18-wheeler are side by side, and at the last minute, the car darts to the left and literally rides under the 18-wheeler, which is airborne. There are just way too many people with way too much money, with way too much time, but it certainly is an incredible video. Another one is Buffalo, New York. I entitled this one, 7 feet of snow meets 60 degrees equals flooding. Some incredible footage of the flooding that is occurring right now in Buffalo, New York. And finally, a video, first sightings of a black sea devil in its natural habitat. This is without a doubt the ugliest fish I've ever seen in my life. But what makes it unique, it has never been filmed in its natural habitat, and it has a stick attached to its head with a light. You tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. It is a deep sea fish that has never been filmed in its natural habitat called the Black Sea Devil. It's got a stick on its head and a light on the stick. Cannot make that up. And a new study confirms the universe is a hologram. So don't worry, none of this is really happening. But of course we begin with the clashes that erupt in Ferguson. Last night around 9 o'clock I was tuned in to all of the news channels. Waiting for the announcement, the prosecutor gets up to the podium, starts using a lot of big words and talks for about 15 minutes. And at the same time, they had a split screen of the crowd in Ferguson, and I knew exactly what was going on. Everyone was looking at their iPhone, trying to figure out what the hell this guy was saying. Is he going to be indicted, or is he not going to be indicted? Should I light this Molotov cocktail in my hand, or should I not? And after about 10, 15 minutes, it became apparent, to the crowd at least, that there was not going to be an indictment. And I love to study human nature. When I went to college, I actually majored in social work. I was studying to be a social worker. I know you find that humorous, but I got wise to that and eventually got on the radio. I cut in the radio. another tangent. So I'm watching the crowd, and they're mulling around, and then all of a sudden I see them beginning to disperse. And I turned to my friend, and I said, all right, here we go. Get out the popcorn. They're getting ready to light up the Molotov cocktails. And sure enough, chaos and anarchy broke out into the streets of Ferguson last night. The tally of damage mounted Tuesday morning in the wake of the grand jury decision not to indict Darren Wilson. St. Louis Police Chief Sergeant Brian Shellman said that as of this morning, 61 people were arrested. Charges range from burglary to trespassing to receiving stolen property. At least 10 businesses in and around Ferguson have been damaged or were destroyed by fire. St. Louis Police Chief John Belmer, speaking at a press conference at about 1:30 a.m., said he was grateful nobody was killed, but was disappointed at the amount of damage in the Ferguson area. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson said, we talked about a peaceful protest and that did not happen. We definitely have done something here that's going to impact our community for a long time. That's not how we create change. He said he and Johnson drove around earlier and got lit up, and he was surprised they were not hit. We have various reports of Fox News reporters, at least one possibly being attacked. And so violence is the theme of the day in Ferguson, and the irony of the season's greetings banner over the main street of Ferguson and the police underneath. And of course, some of those buildings were allowed to just continue to burn down because shots were fired at the police, not only the police, but also the fire department. And as soon as they were fired upon, they said, nope, we're out of here. And they let the buildings burn last night. So that's where we stand with Ferguson right now. At least 61 people arrested. A few buildings burned. At least 10 businesses in and around Ferguson were damaged or destroyed by fire. And 61 people were arrested. What will happen today? Who knows? Will it spread to other cities? There was a bit of unrest in Times Square in New York City last night. This is merely a microcosm. This is a symptom. As they say, alcohol is a symptom of my problem. The problem is not the alcohol. The problem, it's merely a symptom, and that's what Ferguson is. Ferguson is a symptom of institutional racism, but more than that, the elephant in the living room that nobody will talk about, it's not about race as much as it is about money right now, because the disparity between those that have and those that do not has grown greater than it ever has in this nation. It is not just blacks, it's also middle-class America. A lot of Americans are really pissed off right now because the American dream is just an illusion. And it has escaped the black community first, and it is now escaping the middle class white community of America. So that's what we have. This could actually spread to other cities, and we did see a little bit of civil unrest last night, at least in New York City in the Times Square area. Where it'll go, nobody knows. A storm with rain and heavy snow will cause major disruptions and delays for Thanksgiving travel on the East Coast and in the Appalachians. According to AccuWeather Chief Meteorologist Elliot Abrams, in most cases, the worst time to travel in the Mid-Atlantic and New England region will be tomorrow and tomorrow night. The best time to travel, a couple of hours ago, and Tuesday night, in some areas with the best time on Thanksgiving Day. Rain will initially spread northward along I-95 with snow and rain further west in the I-81 corridor. However, a chance of snow will take place from west to east from northern Virginia to New England. The storm will bring mostly snow to the I-81 swath in Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. I-84 in southeastern New York State, as much as a good portion of the interior of New England, and they're generally expecting 6 to 12 inches in the forecast over Thanksgiving. Some places across the Hudson Valley and New England could even have snow totals exceeding a foot. So get ready for some interesting weather in the New England area. All right, here's your question of the day. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Do you believe the civil unrest is going to start spreading? Is it going to be like Ebola? Are you going to see it in Detroit, Philadelphia, New York, Boston? Is what's happening in Ferguson a microcosm of what is about to occur across the country. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you're bashful and would prefer to email, you can always email me. It is ocdaustin@yahoo.com. That's ocdaustin@yahoo.com. And the website where you will find the majority of today's stories is outcastradio.net. So again, there was civil unrest in Ferguson, as you well know, last night. Is it going to spread to other cities? What do you think is going to happen next? 800-313-9443. This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Well," I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Kind of going to according to plan, wouldn't you say? I think it was a week ago that I began to say within 7 days that Obama would pass amnesty and that Brown would not be, or rather Wilson would not be indicted and there would be civil unrest. All of that has come to pass, and it has been within the last 7 days. So what is going to happen next? I believe there is a pretty good chance that this is going to start spreading quickly. It's going to go in one of two directions. It's either going to start spreading quickly, or it's just going to dissipate. one or the other. I don't really see a middle ground where it's kind of a little bit of unrest here, a little bit of unrest there. I see a lot of unrest or no unrest, or as we call it, civil war. Or a race war. Is it in fact a race war, or underneath it all, is it really a green war? I think it will look as if it's racial in its nature, but underneath it all, it's all about the green. So there is no charge against Officer Wilson. Case closed. Eyewitnesses told police Brown charged cop like a football player, head down. Michael Brown's mother collapses outside of station. Stepfather changes his tune, quote, burn this bitch down. Most businesses that were destroyed were minority-owned. Cars vandalized, overturned. Suburbs, that is the suburbs of St. Louis, are now enlisting private security contractors. Governor is sending in more National Guard. And there is talk, at least talk, of this being a race war. And one of those that is speaking about it is State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadel from St. Louis. And last night she said pretty much that. Here she is, State Senator, this is St. Louis's race war.
Because of the systematic racism that we have in our state government and our state party, if we do not bring the truth to bear, then we will not recover from what we are going on, what we're experiencing right now. And I have to tell you, this is St. Louis's race war. We didn't have a race war like other cities throughout the country. This is our race war. And people have to be open, and they have to be honest, and they have to be earnest. And they have not been earnest for decades. In my own experience, I know of people in my own party, in my own government structure, who disregard things that we say and how we feel, and we are not going to allow it anymore.
Missouri State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadel, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank
We're
you.
Joined now by NBC.
Racism is alive and well. It's been going on forever, and it will continue to go on at least until the day you die. It is just a reality. But underneath it all, and I'll keep saying this over and over, it is about money. It is about the green and the offshoring of all of our jobs. You're constantly being lied to about the unemployment figures. The unemployment stats in the black community are astronomical. When people lose hope, they lose it. And that's what you're seeing in Ferguson. But what also you're seeing is a lot of provocateurs. We have reports of the new Black Panthers being there, the KKK, other individuals like the Reverend Al Sharpton, who will be showing up shortly. So they'll continue to fan the flames. If you've got a comment on all of it, feel free to give me a call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A planned high-speed railway stretching some 7,000 kilometers between Moscow and Beijing will cost 7 trillion rubles, or $150 billion, to build. A Russian railway's executive was quoted as saying on Friday, half of that sum, 4 trillion rubles, is expected to come from Chinese investors. The cozy relationship between Russia and China continues. Russia and China signed a memorandum of cooperation on the development of the high-speed rail network in mid-October that included the construction of high-speed rail from Moscow to Beijing. The trains are expected to hurtle along a new line at an average speed of 400 kilometers per hour, cutting the travel time between the two cities from a current 6 or more days to about 33 hours. A high-speed link between Moscow and Kazan, almost 800 kilometers to the east, is intended to be the first section of the continent's sprawling new railway, but it is not clear who will foot the rest of the bill. So once again, Russia and China continuing their cozy relationship. And does China, in fact, have a supersonic drone? It is a battle to send a drone supersonic and pits China against Britain. Experts have claimed that China's drone, it is called Dark Sword, is under secret development. It was unveiled in 2006 at an air show, but has since disappeared from public view. The Dark Sword, known in Chinese as Anjan, made its debut at a Southern Chinese air show and is now believed to be a classified project. But it has now reappeared in a report on the website of the country's national broadcaster, CCTV. The Dark Sword is alive and well. Some claim the project has already been scrapped due to insufficient funding or other reasons, while others believe its development is now underway. Chinese aviation expert Fu Kuozhou, I can't pronounce his name, told CCTV that while it does not know the status of Dark Sword, the drone could become the world's first supersonic drone. How about that? Let's begin with Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, I think you are so much closer to the target about this whole green issue than many other Patriot hosts that I've been hearing. Some of them are actually, in so many ways, with the stuff they say, promoting this black-white race war. You know, I think that who are the provocateurs? Often government-backed people, because you know what? They don't want you to catch on that your real oppressor is government employees. They want desperately for the blacks and the whites to fight. And what I find really disgusting is how many patriots are playing along with this. You know, it's just, you know, it is about the green, and it is about, you know, class. You know, this, because Ferguson is a microcosm. This is not just about Mike Brown. I really don't know how the blacks, not because they're black necessarily, but because they are at the bottom of the pecking order economically. They have been the one that have been bearing the brunt of police brutality. And anybody who doesn't see this, well, I'm sorry, you're racist. Oh, y'all need to remember, even Ron Paul said that the justice system is not fair to black people. And that's what so many of these patriots are forgetting. Their big hero, Ron Paul, admits this, that the justice system isn't fair. Because, you know, it is. It's like that bias. You do have, at the top of the economic pecking order, you do have the majority of them are white males, okay? That's just true. So the thing is, and at the bottom, you do have people of color. Because you see, when law enforcement tends to suck up to power, because power can give them more power if it likes them, if they brown nose them real good, they'll help advance them up the pecking order. They don't want to hack off power. Power can swat back and it can hit hard. And they don't want to get popped back. So what they do, they pick on people who are weaker than them. The weaker people cannot grant them favors and don't have the power to punch back. So the bottom actually disproportionately bears the brunt of the things they do wrong. That's why you see so many people who are black framed. They can't afford high-priced lawyers, and they have to take those unfair bargains that those prosecutors say, look, if you settle
well
for this
said,
deal...
Renee, we got to break it. Yeah, we're going to get more into this. It's about the green. It's not black and white. This is Outkast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Well, stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with our guest Don. And now here he is, OCD.
Outcast Radio, I'm OCD, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Tuesday, the 25th of November, 2014, 12:33 here on the East Coast, 9:33 on the West. I put a lot of distractions on the website because I got a feeling some of you are already burned out on the whole Ferguson deal. Here's your distraction. 18-wheeler jumps Formula One car. It is an epic video. I have never seen a Formula One car drive underneath an airborne 18-wheeler. You'll see it if you go to OutcastRadio.net. Buffalo, 7 feet of snow meets 60 degrees equals flooding. And the first sighting ever of what is known as a Black Sea Devil in its natural habitat. This fish has a pole on its head and a light. Now you tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. Of course, the obligatory classes and clashes erupt in Ferguson. State Senator, this is St. Louis's race war, and a new study confirms universe is a hologram, so don't worry, this isn't even happening. Let's start with Phil in West Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Phil.
I hope you're having a good day today. It's a nice day here in West Virginia, waiting for the snow to come, so they tell us we're going to get snow tonight. But, I was thinking about survival last night. I listened to Steve Quayle, and you know they were going on and on about certain things. And but what it comes down to really is survival. Do you have the will to survive? Any of us. Don, do you have the will to survive?
I have the will to survive to a degree.
I mean, to survive, would you chop off your arm if it was trapped in something and cauterize it and go on? Would you survive the coming days that we're going to be faced with and we're already faced with now?
Well, let me give you an example, which will explain my answer. Let's say I'm one of those people that have stocked up. I've got water and food, and things get really bad, and there's a knock on the door, and it's a woman and five of her kids, and she needs some food. So I give her some food, then the word gets around the neighborhood, and then all of a sudden I've got 100 people at my door wanting food. At what point do I pull out a gun and kill them in Jesus' name?
Never. You
That's
die
my point.
With them.
Yeah, there are limits to what I will do to survive. At some point, I will give it up.
I agree. I'm not saying that. But if things get really bad, you know, you won't have that knock on the door. You won't see the people because they're already going to be dead. It's the ones that want to survive that will be alive.
Well, what do you do? I mean, what is your contingency plan? What are you planning on doing?
I say it's inside of you. All the bullets, all the gold, all the silver, all the food, everything else. I mean, it's inside of you. If you want to go out, if you want to make yourself a wrist rocket and kill a bird or kill a squirrel and eat it and make a fire and survive, you'll survive. If everything's taken away from you, if everything's taken away, and then they want to take away your freedom, they want to take away your ability to even to make an igloo in the snow and use your God-given talents and rights as a living creature. I mean, we're all hunter-gatherers, whatever. We all are when it comes down to our base nature. We're going to do one thing. We're going to keep ourselves warm, and we're going to feed ourselves. And we're going to feed those around us. Now, if we're not willing to do that, then you can have all the stocks you want to have. You can have all that stuff, but it ain't going to do you no good if you don't have what's inside of you to know that you can survive. If it's not inside of you, what's around you ain't going to help you.
Guys on Duck Dynasty are looking smarter every day.
I hear you.
Yeah, the ability to hunt, the ability to fish, and you're in a good place.
Yeah.
I mean, West Virginia, you've got all the food around you. You've got your Walmart in the woods.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down to the river, go down to the creek, or whatever. I mean, but if you want to do it, though, do you want to do it? That's the whole thing. Or are you going to lay down there and have the TV tell you how it's going to be and what to think and what to do? It's the greatest programming tool of all time, bar none. And the internet is a little bit of a savior, but still, it's corrupted too. It's all corrupt. But did our grandfathers need an Obama card? Did our great grandfather, did he have insurance? I don't have insurance. I don't care about insurance.
No, I don't have insurance either. Yeah, I'll be paying the penalty this year. It comes down to one thing, Phil. Either God is God, or the government is God, and that is the choice you have to make.
Well, I've already made my choice.
Well, I've already made my choice too. I mean, you know, I haven't had health insurance for about 15 years. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, well, stay away from the doctors. They're like the go to the cop to have you help me, and then get shot.
Oh, the worst thing you can do is call the police or go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't do doctors. I don't do hospitals. It's in their best interest to find something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And as far as calling the cops, I mean, those are the last people I'm going to call.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah.
No way.
I just want to
be left alone. That's why I'm a libertarian. You leave people alone and let them do what they want to do as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And as far as the finances go, just try to stay out of my life as much as possible. I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone.
Well, wouldn't that be a nice world?
It doesn't exist.
No, but we are surrounded by psychopaths.
Well, we are. This is soft fascism right now. People don't realize it. We're already in soft fascism. You know, I love listening to conservative. I don't like listening to them at all. But I love listening to conservative shows where they go on and on about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and this is the law. There is no law. There is only rulers, and they rule you. They own you. There are no laws. There is no Constitution. There is no Bill of Rights. But some in the conservative and the alternative media still believe these documents exist and mean something. They mean nothing. And it is demonstrated day after day in the real world that it is an illusion that we live in.
It is right in our face every day. And it's like, I gave up a long time ago trying to fight, you know, mentally fight people over that fact.
Oh, I don't. You know, after
I don't
this,
either.
I'm gonna get a real job after this. I know I'm here for a period of time, a window, and as soon as God says I can leave, I'm gonna leave, because basically I'm telling you, this is what's going on. You live in a life of an illusion. You live in a matrix. If you want to get out, get out. It's not on me whether you do or not. It's only on me to tell you that you live in the matrix.
I've downsized so much, and I'm living in a trailer now. And I that's great, but I'm just a janitor at night, and it's like I do my own thing. No one bugs me, and I don't want to be bugged, and I don't want to make a lot of money, and I don't care. You know,
that's exactly how I feel. There are days I get up like this morning, and I started loading in stories to the website, and I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And I just keep doing it. But one day I know I'm going to wake up and I'm going to say, take down the website, I quit. Because at some point it becomes diminishing returns. But right now I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. But the moment I realize that I'm not supposed to be doing this, I'll be gone in a heartbeat.
Well, I think that, you know, we all have our parts to play, Don. And you're playing a really good part. And all the guys out there, you know, whether it be Alex Jones or whoever, you know, they're all playing a part, and they're making people are waking up. But I just hope they don't wake up too late. And I already see it. I already see it happening. And it's like fighting a
war.
Well,
I think most people that are awake are the ones that are going to stay awake. And I don't see a lot of people joining the remnant unless things get really bad. Maybe then they will. Appreciate the call, Phil. Have a great day in West Virginia. This is Outkast Radio, black and white in a great world.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall. And...
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
This is Outcast Radio, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, 1248 here on the East Coast. You can do the math depending on what part of the country you're in. It is the 25th of November, 2014. There's a pretty cool lyric in the Kansas song, Dust in the Wind. All my life is a curiosity. All my life, a curiosity. And that's kind of how I'm looking at everything today. It is curious, and yet it is predictable. Last night, I was watching the announcement with the prosecutor, and I could tell he was using a lot of big words that those in the streets didn't understand. They're glued to their iPhones, and finally word got out. Yeah, there isn't going to be an indictment. You see the crowd beginning to move, and then you see the fire starting to grow, and the unrest, and it's so predictable. It really is. Let's see. Go to the email. Gary writes in. Actually, it's Steve writes in. Don, your last caller is way off base. The survivors will be the ones who kill you for your food. Carol writes in. Don, for what it may be worth, this just received from a neighbor who, like you, knows how to think. Bless you for being there. Mike says, question of the day. I don't think anything big will happen. Sure looks like the corporate media was hoping to get it big, though. You know, there was an interesting moment last night. Where the hell was the National Guard? I was getting the impression that they were almost being held off to see how bad it would get. A little bit too dark? Todd writes in, I think the unrest is over except in St. Louis. Johnny writes, it's not just the Jesuits. It's definitely the Jews following the cabal to the tree or to the T and the Freemasons, which basically is the other. Let's see. Teresa, OCD, what a great show. Just awesome. Stay cool. Word. And I guess that's it for now. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Francis. Hello, Francis.
Yo, OCD, how you doing?
Yo, Francis.
You know, having viewed what was going on and all that for what it was worth, of course, of all the stations that Mother Half had to be watching, which you thought was going to be better than two other ones, being CNN and Anderson Cooper, I'm thinking, oh, for crying out loud, which I almost wanted to hurl to start off with. There's several things that I've heard pointed out that was very interesting and poignant, other than the fact that the family really didn't want anything to be going on afterwards. They wanted to be peaceful, for that matter, as I understand it. Yet, obviously, the provocateurs and all that, and having vehicles loaded with munitions that would go off whenever a fire was set to it or whatever, causing the fireworks or whatever have you, gunfire. I'm just wondering about one thing. With this officer that was so afraid of this young man that he apparently, according to some folks, in his perception, looked like Hulk Hogan coming at him or whatever, running, charging towards him was concerned. I'm trying to figure out something with this perception. Is that being an officer is so gung-ho with their taser gun or whatever you want to call it, taser doohickey, why is it that he didn't use that instead of the firearm to shoot at the young man, like at the chest or at the groin, at the head or whatever, to bring this kid to a halt? Why did he not? I mean, any other time you hear about an officer doing something, he was being tasered. Don't taser me, bro. You know, and that kind of thing. It's like, why a firearm in this instance, and why wasn't a taser gun to start with? I mean,
well, another question. I don't understand this police policy. I mean, he didn't have a gun. Why not just shoot him in the legs about four times? I mean, that's certainly going to take him down. Why do you have to shoot him in the head?
I heard that discourse from from another show with another sheriff who was well known in the U.S. for that matter. And quite frankly, apparently that is not training protocol.
No, it's not.
To shoot in the leg to slow someone down. The question also is that if the young man did have a firearm, why wasn't, as I heard from another party in, earlier today, is why didn't officers shoot the firearm out of the person's hand or shoot them in the hand? Well, that's a good point if you're a really good shot and you're really trained that well in firearms. But overall, I regress back to, what's with the taser? Any other time you'd be hearing about people complaining about the taser being used and abused. What's going on that they didn't use that? But then again, this sounds like a set-up deal because, quite frankly, I mean, you had FEMA set up there to quell the so-called violence or whatever that would probably erupt if there was no indictment. Well, for one thing, I think that was a set-up, too, because, quite frankly, if you take the life of a young person like that, I don't care what their ethnicity is. I mean, they should be indicted because they ended a life. If they had tasered the person, unless they had a heart attack, they'd still be alive. And they'd be serving time, for crying out loud, thus feeding the prison service. I mean, let's get realistic here. I think they knew that if they exit the situation, the direction it went, they would get a lot more tantalizing details, plus a bigger distraction. And who knows what's going on the other hand that people are distracted from that's really going on, either politically speaking or whatever the case might be, because people are distracted by this shenanigan.
And well, I'll bring up a point that no one's bringing up. Where was the National Guard last night? You know, the prosecutor makes the announcement of a non-indictment, and then I see about 12 cops stand in front of the police station, and I'm thinking, really? Where the hell is the National Guard? And once all the violence started started spreading.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell was the National Guard? And then about 2-3 hours later, where the hell was the National Guard? I mean, I thought all these preparations were being made, but it almost seemed purposeful in that they wanted to see how much civil unrest could blow up. You know, I almost got the impression that's what they wanted. That was the impression I got watching the television.
It's not just that. I'll give you that, OCD, but it's not just that. They also wanted to see how much fear-mongering they could erupt. Not only there locally, but also with the news broadcast, what was going on, whatever channel you want to pick of the menagerie, for that matter, that goes out to the everyday person that's sitting back in their easy chair or whatever chair they're sitting in and watching the boob tube or tit tube or whatever you want to call it. So it's also, they're making money off of the fear-mongering with the major networks, making a killing off their ratings and the money they're pulling in that they're feeding off like a baby off of a, well, you know. So.
I still think there's an economic event underneath all of this. And maybe the coordination of the civil unrest is to coincide with it. And maybe this was another trial balloon because they pulled back the National Guard and they wanted to see how bad it was going to get. And then they were going to evaluate and say, well, it didn't get bad enough. We need to do something to incite it a little bit more because when this economic collapse comes, we need civil unrest as a cover for the economic collapse and the banksters and the Illuminati who are behind it.
True.
So they don't turn on us. We want the whites and the blacks to turn on each other and ignore that it is the banksters and the Illuminati that is taking all the green and that, in fact, is the cause of the majority of these issues.
That's true. And quite frankly, when you said that, it reminded me of the fact that they had the ICE agents stand down over in Lower California, northeast of San Diego, when they had the folks coming in from over the border of Mexico. They had the ICE agents stand down and allow those people to come in. And the whole immigration thing about the amnesty and all that, that was pre-set up a long time ago and probably already done a long time ago. But Obama has to do his lip service to it.
What we saw last night was a stand down of the National Guard. I think that's
what
we saw. They wanted to see how bad it could get so they could measure the pulse and the way people react. It's like Pavlov's dog. You want to see how they react so you can plan your next event.
Well, that's true, too. And by the way, I will be enjoying Northern Virginia where the snow's hitting.
Oh, no kidding. You're heading up to Northern Virginia, huh?
Well, that's where
You had to head north to get some snow.
I wish I wasn't, but that's where my nieces are.
Oh, boy. Are you leaving today?
Oh, no.
Tomorrow?
No. Oh, yeah. Have fun.
It sounds like you're doing it out of a sense of obligation.
Well, in a sense, yeah. The only thing I have to say is that for people that don't know how to drive in snow, get out the way and let me go.
There you go.
Have a great day,
Francis.
Later.
800-313-9443. Let me pose the question to you. Do you think there was a stand down of the National Guard last night? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world.